Mishnah says in Daf Samach Gimel Beis that if a person that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kanim Yain Shra any time Ad Shia Pesach, if a person makes a net that he won't have any wine until Pesach, then he's Kamen Zeh Ela Ad Lel Pesach Ad Shosha Derech Miyadam Lishchos Zayin. We assume that he meant up until Pesach night, the first night of Pesach, because that is the time when people normally drink wine. And as Rashi says, the Vadi writes a Lishchos Al Kesach Shoyan Vele Pesach Shogolam Shaisim. He wants to be able to drink Al Kesach. So we assume he did not mean Laha Seder to include it in his nether. So I saw a Gevaldik Akasha from the Amud Behar, from Rabbi Chil Heller, in his Tshuva Samud Yer, Simon Vav, he asks like this. He says, L'chay, you could say, L'chay, you could ask that he should be able to be Yotze with Yayin Mevushel for Dalet Kaisis. Assuming the Yayin Mevushel works with Dalet Kaisis, so he says, the Shitas Aramim is that if you're Neidim in a Yayin, you're Mutter be Yayin Mevushel. Yayin Mevushel is not considered Stam Yayin Legavin Nadarim, and you would be Mutter in Yayin Mevushel. So L'chay, you have a Pashadates over here, even though he said, I'm not going to drink wine, but he still can drink Yayin Mevushel. And if he can drink Yayin Mevushel, then what right do we have to say that he did not mean to include Lahas Seder? Maybe he did mean to include Lahas Seder, and he'll be here to the Mitzvah Dal Kaisis with Yayin Mevushel. And he says, Haga Atzmecha, what would be the din if a guy says, I'm neither from white wine Ad Lel Pesach? Are you going to say that he's not including Lahas Seder? No, because he only specified a specific type of wine. He could be Yotze with red wine and be Mekam the Mitzvah. So if he specifies one type of wine and there's another wine I could be Yotze the Mitzvah with, there's no reason to say Lahas Seder is not included. So if I say neither min a Yayin, and they only include regular wine, the Yayin Mevushel is not included, so I could be Yotze Dal Kaisis with the Yayin Mevushel. So why can't you say that he meant to include Lahas Seder, and he'll be Yotze with Dal Kaisis, with Dal Kaisis with the Mevushel? So what's the Hechech to say that he did not mean Lahas Seder? And because of this Kasha, the Mudir wants to bring a Raya to a Chakir that he has a Suffolk, and what is the get of Yayin Mevushel? What does Yayin Mevushel mean when we say Yayin Mevushel is not Nechel and wine? Does that mean that you cook the grapes and then you turn it into wine, or does that mean that you turn the grapes into wine and then you cook the wine and turn it into Yayin Mevushel? So he says that L'char from this kasha is a riot to the second side, that cooking the grapes and turning them into wine, that would not be considered Yayin Mevushel. It's only if the wine was already made and then you turn it into wine, then you Mevushel, that would be considered Yayin Mevushel. So if that's the case, then Yayin Mevushel would not be an Eitz over here, because as we learned earlier on Dafnan Beis, that if a person makes a neder Yasser wine or anything, you're Usser in the Gidulim, and from it's Yotze from it, it's going to be Yasser, so anything that comes out of your Isser would be Yasser as well. So even though Neidim and a Yain is meant to be Yain Mevushel, but if the Yain Mevushel comes out of the wine that you're being Neider, and you Asser that wine, then that's going to be Yasser, because it's Yotze from the thing that you Asser, and you would not be able to drink that Yain Mevushel. So Mimele says that there's if that's the pshat, there's no Yotze of drinking Yain Mevushel, because at the end of the day, you can't have Yain Mevushel, because Yain Mevushel, if Yain Mevushel means that you cook the wine that was already turned into wine, so then it's always going to be Yotze from Yayin by definition, and for that reason, you're going to be also beyond Mevushel, and therefore it's not an Eitz over here. Mashenkin, if you learn that you could cook the grapes and that would turn it into Yayin Mevushel, then it's not a good Eitz, it's a good Kasha, and that you should be Eitz if you to drink Yayin Mevushel, that the grapes are cooked. So from here, once you bring a Raya, the Yayin Mevushel means that you cook the wine, not the grapes, and therefore it won't help you over here, because it's always going to be Yotze from his nether. Now, Luli Dvarv, I would think that maybe it could be Machil this Raya, and it's not a Raya at all, because the Mishnah over here, when we say Ad Lel Pesach, it doesn't mean that that's because otherwise he would not have an Eitzah to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Dal Kaisis. I'm not that there's Eitzahs. You could come up with many ways. You could drink Chamar Medina. There's different Eitzahs you could figure out. But the point is that being that the normal Mahalach is to drink Dal Kaisis of wine and Lel Seder, it's a night at which everyone is Mahalach to get wine. So when you say Ad Lel HaPesach, it's mistamber that you didn't mean to include a night where there's a mitzvah to drink wine. I have Eitzes, I could drink this type of wine, that type of wine, that doesn't make a difference. But that it's not. We're not saying there's no other Eitzes of doing it, that's just a simen that was not Nechon Yonadir. You don't mean to include a night where there's a mitzvah to drink Dalet Kaisis of wine. So Lailam, we could say Mevushel means from the grapes, that the grapes are Mevushel, but Afal Pichin, it wouldn't be an Eitz over here. The fact that I could come up with another Eitzah to drink wine, which is Mevushel, doesn't mean that now I meant to include Lahas Seder. The Pasha says a person would not include a night where there's a mitzvah to drink wine, because wherever there's a mitzvah to do something, the Svara would be that that's not Nechon Yonadir.